Welcome to today's market report. Under the new approach, the Fed will seek to achieve inflation averaging 2% over time, offsetting below minus 2% periods with higher inflation for some time, and to ensure employment doesn't fall short of its maximum level. Their new language gives them the flexibility to let the economy run a little hotter before contemplating raising interest rates, and gives the green light to more modest yield curve, stepping the dollar weakness, according to the AIG. The need for an accommodative policy was illustrated by Thursday's weekly claims data, which showed some 27 million Americans are still receiving some kind of government and unemployment assistance. Turning back to Europe, the German GfK Consumer Climate Index disappointed, with the September figure dropping to minus 1.8% from minus 0.2% in August, a development that parallels the revival of the coronavirus in a country that had handled the first wave better than most. GBP/USD refreshes the intraday high to 132.42, up 0.29%, while heading into the London opening today. The cable, unlike most majors, refreshed the yearly high on Thursday before declining to 131.61, which snapped the two-day winning streak. The broad US dollar rally after comments from Fed Chair dragged the quote downward the previous day, while the greenback's latest declines favored pair bulls ahead of BOE Governor Andrew Bailey's speech. While flashing the third positive day in pile 4 days, the GBP/USD prices also pay a little heed to the Brexit woes signaled by The Times. The news said Downing Street has been warned that Boris Johnson has less than 2 weeks to save post Brexit trade and security talks. According to the senior EU sources, it's worth mentioning that the final scheduled round of post-Brexit trade negotiations between the EU and the UK have already failed out. Diplomats are likely to meet next week. Further to the note is Germany's removal of Brexit talks as agenda from next week's key talks among the EU ambassadors. Eurodollar sticks to the consolidative range between 117.40 to 119.30, according to the UOB group. Analysts expect Euro to grind higher towards 118.65 yesterday, but were of the view of 118.95 is unlikely to come into the picture. Euro popped to a high of 119, dropped to 117.61 before snapping back up to end the day. A little changed at 118.21. The rapid but short-lived swings have resulted in a mixed outlook. Number of confirmed coronavirus cases rose to 2,039,000, with a total of 9,288 deaths. In Germany, the total active cases across the country rise to around 70,020, the highest since 10th of May. The dollar weakened in early European trade on Thursday and today. The dollar index was down 0.4% at 92.653. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.